May we be helped to commence our weeknight service by singing together hymn number 957, hymn 957, to the tune of Philadelphia 391. Why sinks my weak, desponding mind? Why heaves my heart the anxious sigh? Can sovereign goodness be unkind? Am I not safe, since God is nigh? My God, if thou art mine indeed, then I have all my heart can crave, a present help in times of need, still kind to hear and strong to save. Forgive my doubts, O gracious Lord, and ease the sorrows of my breast. Speak to my heart the healing word that thou art mine, and I am blessed. Hymn 957, tune Philadelphia 391.
Oh. Let us read together from the Holy Word of God in the book of the Revelation of St. John the Divine. Read in chapters 4 and 5. The book of the Revelation, read in chapters 4 and 5. Revelation chapters 4 and 5. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honour and thanks to him that sit on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honour and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odours, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honour and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. May the Lord bless his holy word unto us and help us each to pray. O thou great and holy Lord God, we plead, Lord, this evening by faith that we might behold thee. The heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. The perfections of thy glory, the praise that is given unto thee in the angelic regions. For thou art the holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And all power, Lord, must be ascribed unto thee. Thou art the one in whom we live and move and have our being. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the sustainer of the universe, the one who marshals every providence, who has ordered every circumstance. Our times are in thy hand, and all events are at thy command. But Lord, that thou hast humbled thyself, not only to behold the things that are in this earth, but thou hast remembered sinners, and thou hast laid help on one that is mighty, and sent thine only begotten Son, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, into this world to save his people from their sins. And Lord, as we have to come this evening, as poor sinners once more, unworthy, Lord, no right to approach unto thee. Our sins have separated between thee and us. Thou art a holy God, and canst look upon sin with the least degree of lenience. But, Lord, that way that thou hast made, the only way whereby sinners may approach unto thee, through the precious person, the shed blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And we plead, Lord, this evening that we might find once more that blood-sprinkled mercy seat. The power of that blood known within our conscience, peace with God, pardon from the skies. Lord, that thou wouldst draw us near once more to thee this evening, though we have to come as sinners, to plead, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But to find through that precious blood, we can no denial take when we pray for Jesus' sake. Wash us truly, Lord, from all our iniquities. Lord, that thou would speak, that thou would say unto us that thou art ours, that we are thine, that we are blessed. That we might know, Lord, that peace surpasseth all understanding. That we might find that fullness once more in Jesus our head. For it is pleased thee that all fullness should dwell in him, for the poor and for the needy. Lord, that those that have to come this evening confessing of his fullness of each we received, and grace of grace. Lord, may we find once more the fountain still open. That fullness in Jesus Christ for the vilest of sinners. Lord, we have no other plea. But the precious merits of Jesus. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst help us this evening to worship thee. Bring us, Lord, that we may be nothing, that thou mayest be all in all. Empty, Lord, that we might be filled with Christ. That we might be found coming, Lord, bowing low at thy feet, crowning thee, Lord of all. Lord, may we be found submissive to thee in all points, Lord, in providence and in grace. Lord, that we might be found truly losing our will in thy will. Lord, that our great concern might be to live to thine honour and thy glory. To truly worship thee this evening, not to keep back any part of the price. But Lord, that all the glory should be thine, that Jesus Christ should be first and last and all in all. Lord, it asks that thou wouldst bless the gathering of thy people this evening. Be with us in pulpit, in desk and in pew. Give help, Lord, to the deacon. Strengthen him. Continue to grant healing mercies. Bless, Lord, the hymn sung this evening. Lord, all that is before them at this time, we plead thou wouldst go before them and bless those who expect to be joined together in matrimony. Lord, it asks that thou wouldst bless thy deacon and his wife away, preaching in the north, that thou wouldst grant, Lord, help and blessing upon thy word, and thou wouldst bless the friends of Birkenhead. Grant them, Lord, returning mercies homeward at the appointed time. May they find, Lord, rest for body and for soul. And Lord, bless the little church here. Lord, remember them for good. Unite them together in love, Lord. Help them to walk together in that oneness, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Bless, Lord, thy servant that has the oversight here, and strengthen him. And Lord, we plead that thou wouldst go before them. Make provision for them in all their needs, Lord. Or as thou hast brought down, Lord, that thou wouldst yet watch over them, to build them up again. Bless, Lord, the children and young people, or that thy word may be entering into their hearts in the days of childhood, that thou wouldst be convincing of sin, and causing them to be found seeking after Jesus. May they know thee, Lord, whom to know is life eternal. Remember, Lord, those unable to be with us this evening, the parents and the children at home, those detained because of a school and college work, Lord, and other lawful reasons. Remember them for good. Oh, we plead that thou wouldst bless those that have gathered in with us this evening. May they prove, Lord, this place tonight to be Bethel, the house of God, and the very gate of heaven. Lord, we'd ask that thou wouldst bless thy one true church, thy people everywhere, wherever they gather in thy house this evening. All that labour, Lord, in the gospel, bless thy servants to the end of the earth. Oh, we plead that thou wouldst send forth thy word with power. Thou wouldst be converting sinners unto thee, that thy kingdom may come. Thy will may be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, hasten, Lord, that day when thou return in thy glory. Oh, prepare us, Lord, for that great and terrible day of the Lord. Prepare us, Lord, for our end. Oh, that we might be ready when thou dost come. Be it in death, Lord, or in resurrection power. Oh, that we might be amongst those who watch and wait for thy appearing. Those, Lord, that have that prospect that henceforth there is laid up for us a crown of righteousness for all them which love thy appearing. Lord, may we be found living, ready, Lord. Oh, may we be found walking in thy ways, taking heed, Lord, to thy word, seeking to honour thee in all we say and all we do. Lord, we'd ask that thou wouldst grant help this evening in the preaching of the word. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Keep, Lord, the door of our lips. Oh, the power alone is thine. Lord, that thou wouldst bless thy word. Thou knowest what we need. Teaching, Lord. Correction. Comfort. Oh, the truth of the gospel. Lord, that thou wouldst bless thy word to each one. And none may be sent empty away, but we might be edified this evening and built up in our most holy faith. And above all else, Lord, that we might be brought to worship. Oh, that we might feel to be nothing, that thou mayest be all in all. Lord, we would desire thankful hearts for all thy many mercies to us. Thy mercies during another day, and gather us together here this evening, Lord, in peace and safety. Oh, for the provision of thy house. Lord, for thy word in our own language, for the preaching of the gospel. Ah, Lord, for this place, and the testimony here over many generations. Lord, oh, yet that thou hast lengthened out thy mercy to us. Oh, we would desire, Lord, thy mercies this evening might not lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. But our Lord, above all else, the blood brought pardon. Oh, for the precious person and the work of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, for thy willingness. Oh, for that everlasting covenant order in all things ensure that in eternity past thou didst appoint a people that they should be for thy portion and be for thy praise. Lord, all that thou hast expended in their salvation, all that thou art doing, Lord, the wheels within wheels that are working and moving even this evening, the going, Lord, of thy Spirit through the earth, oh, the moving of the ministers of fire, thine angels, and all the wonders of thy work throughout the earth this evening, all to thine honour and thy glory. Ah, Lord, we plead that we might be amongst those this evening, oh, that have to praise thee for redeeming love, for dying grace. Oh, for the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, for his merits. Lord, for the fact that he now lives and has ascended up on high, and lived captivity captive, and received gifts from men, yea, for the rebellious also. Ah, Lord, we plead that thou wouldst help us this evening to glorify his great and his most holy name, and to worship thee in the beauty of holiness. Lord, may we lose sight of one another. Oh, may we see no man save Jesus only. May his glory fill the sanctuary. Give help, Lord, in the singing of thy praise. Help in the leading of thy praise. Lord, we plead that we might know, oh, that spirit and that power. That we might not draw near to thee just, Lord, with our lips, but our heart be found afar off. But, oh, thou wouldst bring us, Lord, as poor and needy sinners, to the footstool of thy mercy. Lord, when thou hearest in heaven thy dwelling place, oh, thou wouldst forgive. Thou wouldst receive us graciously and love us freely and take all our sins away. We'd ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us continue by singing together hymn 339. Hymn 339, to the tune of Field House number 540. O my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears, but greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Hymn 339, tune of Field House 540.
Oh,
Lord would help me this evening and grant you prayerful attention, I'll direct you to a text you'll find in the book of the Revelation, chapter 5, and reading again at verse 9. Revelation chapter 5, and reading again at verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation chapter 5, reading verses 9 and 10, and they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. The revelation which John was given upon the Isle of Patmos where he was in exile. It begins with those letters to the seven churches. That revelation of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, now glorified, the Son of God, the Son of Man, in the midst of the seven churches. In the midst of the seven candlesticks and the seven stars, the angels, the ministers of the churches in his hands. The solemn reminders that he gives to the churches that he's holy. That he demands holiness. We come short. Oh, he speaks solemn words of judgment against those who come short. He speaks those words of exhortation and those words of encouragement. Oh, he points the churches to himself. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. But then, coming to the fifth chapter, we read, After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And John is now given that view of the heavenly regions. He's brought into the throne room of God. And there he beholds the Son of God, the Lamb of God. Oh, that glorious description we read, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. He that sits upon a throne, crowned with glory and honour, slain as he had been from before the foundation of the world. Oh, the I am that I am, the I was that I was, the I will be that I will be. And there in his hand he beholds this book, or a scroll as it may be, more accurately perhaps translated, a book written within and on the backside, a scroll written on both sides, and sealed with seven seals. And in the remainder of this revelation, John was given in his vision the opening of the book. The things that were unrolled from that book, the things that were declared from that book that must shortly come to pass, the events of history, down to and including the present time, down to and including, that glorious day, when the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ will return and gather his church in one, the redemption of the body of his people, and when we shall be gathered with him in glory to sit with him in his throne, to behold his glory forever and forever. I do not pretend to understand the fullness of the opening of this book, nor all that is contained in this precious book, but two great themes we would just remind you of. Everything that is revealed in this book, two great themes. The first theme is this: tribulation. Oh, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ has told us no less. We shouldn't expect anything else. In this world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Friends, you read through this book, it is a dark book. Much darkness is spoken of, the devil going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. all the powers of wickedness, all the powers of darkness prevailing against the church. In this world you shall have tribulation. Oh friends, if perhaps you need that reminder this evening, you look for a bright path, you look for everything to go well for you. When things seem to go wrongly, the devil says to you, see, how can you really be one of the Lord's people if you're one of the Lord's people, if he loved you? Oh, he's full of mercy and grace towards his people, surely everything will go well. Now friends, come to Revelation. Oh, read there, on every page, tribulation, darkness, our distress, oh, the pestilences, the plagues, our friends, the smoke, the smell of sulphur. That's the one great theme of Revelation. The one great theme that this book unveils in the course of the history of the church. But the other great theme is this: conquest, victory. Oh, summed up in those glorious words, who are these and whence came they? These are they which have come out of great tribulation, out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now therefore they are before his throne. Now they praise him day and night. They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Ah, we shall be conquerors all ere long, and more than conquerors too, through him who loved us and gave himself for us. And this is the great message of Revelation, that though we be in the midst of tribulation, oh, we will be overcomers. The words of Jesus, our friends, this is the revelation, isn't it, of Jesus. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Our friends, what did he reveal to his disciples before he went hence? In this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Our friends, there's nothing new in that sense in this revelation that was given to John. Oh, it was only an enlargement on what Jesus had said. Those two great themes. Ah, friends, as often as you may be distressed by darkness and tribulation, oh, be reminded, you're somewhere in the grand course of history as mapped out by God in eternity past and declared to us in the book of Revelation. But ah, friends, you're somewhere in the midst of victory. Oh, in this book, Satan is revealed as being a chained foe. Ah, friends, the powers of darkness have their limits, thus far, no further. Here shall thy proud ways be stayed. Oh, the church will be brought forth victorious. The church shall reign, as our text says, shall reign on the earth. The church will sit with him in his throne. Ah, the prayer of Jesus will be fulfilled. Father, I will these also, and thou hast given me. Be with me where I am, they may behold my glory. Ah, friends, we can get lost in the meaning of the verses. We can get lost in the very epochs of history that are set before us in this book. And many have expended much ink and spent many words, much breath has been lost in trying to understand the detail. But our friends, in the detail, don't lose the overarching themes. Never expect to get much further than tribulation. But oh, be comforted by this great fact, that tribulation has an end. Oh, victory is certain. To be enabled to sing by faith on this earth, thanks be unto God, which giveth us a victory. To be able to join by faith, oh, with the heavenly hosts above this evening, believing. Oh, that yes, we shall be conquerors, all ere long, and more than conquerors too, through him who loved us and gave himself for us. Ah, friends, it's that faith which sees through all the mystery of this prophetic book and lays hold upon Jesus Christ. He who is in our text this evening is worthy, and he who sits upon the throne and receives blessing and honour and glory and power, to him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and forever. And so, friends, this book that is sit before us in our text this evening, thou art worthy to take the book. Now this is the book which contains the fates of every man and every angel. This is the book that contains God's all-wise decree, that which was written in eternity past. All our times are in this book. All events flow from this book. And it's sealed with seven seals. Our friends, the perfection of it. Seven which sets before us perfection. We find several places in our reading this evening. Seven spirits. Oh, the Holy Spirit. That glorious Spirit. Oh, friends, absolutely perfect. God the Spirit. Represented by that number seven. We read of the power of Jesus Christ. He that has those seven horns. The horns which represent power. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All power, he says. That's perfect power. Absolute power. There's nothing outside that power this evening. Seven horns. Friend, seven eyes. He sees everything. He knows everything. It speaks of the omniscience of God. Friend, it speaks of his all-knowing. He's all-seeing. Everything is in his control. Everything has been decreed by his wisdom. And these seven seals, friends, they speak of the completeness of the record that is within this book. Friends, there's nothing that's not in this book. Nothing in your life this evening. Not your life's minutest circumstance. But it's subject to his eye. It's found in this book. Friends, everything. Your every thought, your every move. Your sins. Oh, friends, the blessing that God has prepared for his people in Jesus Christ, all bound up. The perfections of his decree. The incomprehensibility, because it is utterly comprehensive. It covers everything. Nothing that is not sealed in this book. And the perfections of it, friends. Seven seals also speaking not just of its completeness, but the perfections of it. Oh, have you beheld by faith the seven seals upon that book? Can you say with David in the 18th Psalm, as for God, his way is perfect? Friends, is that where your faith rests this evening? Or if you had your own way, if you'd had your own chance to plot out your life, and the circumstances. Friends, what a mess you'd have made. But is your hope this evening that even in the midst of felt mess, even in the midst of felt chaos, it's all in this book, sealed with seven seals. You can't understand it, but can you rest here? It's in his book. It's in his book. He knows. He knows the end from the beginning. And he is too wise to err and all too good to be unkind. Friends, you have to thank him that he's got a book. You have to thank him for this book written within and without, sealed with seven seals. Friends, can you leave? Can you leave tomorrow? Can you leave the unknown future? Can you leave your fate, as we may say, in his hands? Because it is within this book, sealed with seven seals. As for God, his way is perfect. Friends, this is a book with no mistake. It's a book with no erasing. It's a book that no leaf can be lost from. It is complete. It's perfect. And when it is fully opened by him whom we read of in our text, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Friends, when it's fully open, when all is revealed, the praise of eternity to come will be to the glory and the perfections of all that has been decreed, all that has been fulfilled in this book and the opening of it. Well, friends, this is the book that we read of in our text. Thou art worthy to take the book. God's book. God's all-wise decree. His eternal counsel, sealed, sure, certain, complete, perfect. And here in our text we read of the one who opens the book. Friends, who is the one that opens the book? The one that we read of. I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Ah, friends, this is the one that we read of in our text, Thou art worthy. Oh, this is the song of praise unto the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Root of David. Who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Who is the Root of David? Oh, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, David's son, according to the flesh. Ah, friends, Judah's son, the seed of Abraham according to the flesh. Yes, a real man, born of Mary, that descendant of Judah, that descendant of Abraham, that descendant of David, the seed of the woman. Oh, that he, the eternal Son of God, in our nature, the Word made flesh, oh, he has prevailed to open the book. Ah, friends, what does this opening of the book mean? It means a fulfilling of everything that is contained within that book. It's one thing to open a book of instructions. It's another thing to be able to fulfil the instructions. Oh, you may read the instruction book that comes with some article, some electrical equipment, some thing to put together. You may read the instructions, but are the wisdom to be able to understand what the instructions say, the wisdom to be able to put into practice what they say, the power, the ability. Oh, friends, a blind person may open the book, but they cannot read it. A child may open the book. They may be unable to read the words, but they may not understand what it means. Oh, friends, somebody that's weak may open the book and read the book. They may understand it, but they may not have the strength to be able to do what it tells them to do. Oh, but this one that opens a book, he doesn't only open it to read it, to declare what it contains, but he opens it with understanding. And he opens it with power to command, to effect everything that is contained within that book. And this is the one that we read of there at the close of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus Christ. He says to his disciples, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, friends, he has power not only to open the book, but power to fulfill every line in that book. Every line. Every word that concerns you is his power. And he will perform it. He performeth, says Job, the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Ah, friends, he has power to perform. That's the fullness of this opening of the book. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, to fulfill everything that has been decreed. Everything that has been decreed. Oh, that is the office of Jesus Christ, to fulfill, to open, to perform all of God's decree. He said, he told his disciples quite plainly, I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Ah, friends, he was bound up in the decree of God. He a party to that everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Ah, friends, he was bound. He was bound by the covers of this book, if I may put it that way, by the seven seals. I had a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened to be accomplished? Our friend, straitened by the will of the Father, straitened by those seven seals, and straitened by his love to his Father, and his love to his people, his desire to fulfill his Father's will, that his Father might be glorified, and his desire to fulfill his Father's will for his people, that they also might share his glory. Oh, he said, he say, Sir Flint, to go into Jerusalem. Ah, friends, the willing servant. The one that would only move within the will of his Father. Though a son, yet learned the obedience. Ah, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Ah, he, in whom the Father was well pleased. He is worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Ah, friends, what is the ground of this worthiness? How did Jesus receive that power to open the book? What did he have to pass through in order to be able to say to his disciples, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth? Oh, you know, friends, we would speak reverently, but he did not have that power as he was born into this world. Oh, he humbled himself and made himself of no reputation. Oh, friends, we read of him being weary. Oh, we read of him being hungered. Oh, friends, he was anointed with the Spirit without measure. Oh, it was through the Spirit he performed those mighty acts. Oh, it was through the Spirit that evidence was given, the Spirit sealing upon him. That precious evidence was given. Oh, truly this man is the Son of God. But our friends, he made himself of no reputation. Humbled himself. Took upon himself the form of a servant and was found in fashion as a man. Ah, the weakness of God. Oh, friends, the weakness of our salvation. My God contracted to a span, made man. Oh, he must go to the cross. Ah, friends, what weakness we see there. He goes to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Father sends even an angel to strengthen him. Ah, there's the mystery of our salvation, the eternal Son of God in our nature. Oh, but the Lamb of God, as he becomes our sin bearer, oh, bowed down to the ground, strengthened by an angel, strengthened by a creature, though an angel. Strengthened by an angel that could not really understand what he was doing, because we read these things the angels desire to look into. Our friends, they cannot understand dying love. They cannot understand the mystery of salvation. It's a wonder to them how these things the angels desire to look into. But strengthened by an angel. Our friends, that low place he comes into upon the cross of Calvary. Oh, the light of the world, but he's found in darkness. The sun was darkened. The water of the well of life freely. Who had cried but a few days before, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. But our friends, there he cries, I thirst. I thirst. And there the holy, eternal Son of God, in our nature. Oh, in his holy human soul, having to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Ah, friends, even at that moment, as the Father could say concerning him, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Ah, the mystery of our salvation, friends. Oh, the place that Jesus must come, the place that the eternal Son of God must come in order to save his people. And he dies. Ah, friends, he gives up the ghost. He lays down his life on behalf of his people. I lay down my life. Now, my life no man taketh from me. That's when he must come. In order to be enabled to say, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Ah, friends, he's laid dead in the grave. Dead in the grave. Really dead. Ah, his soul parted from his body. Both still united to his divine person. Our friends, God laid in the grave. But as he said, I said to a dying thief, today thou wilt be with me in paradise. But now he rises triumphant from the grave. Our friends, that's where the power is seen. Declared to be the Son of God with power by his resurrection from the grave. His resurrection from the dead, as Paul tells us in the opening chapter of Romans. Our friends, this is what we read of, you see, in Philippians chapter 2. Oh, this is the doctrine of the Apostle Paul. As he speaks there in that glorious song that we've already quoted of, concerning the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, friends, there's a step downward. Each phrase, a further step downward. Oh, he leaves heaven and he comes into this earth. What a step. But our friends, he's found contracted to a man. Our friends, he's found in our nature. Oh, what a stoop. Infinite becomes finite in that sense. Oh, the eternal comes into time. The omnipresent is found in one place. Ah, friends, I speak as a man because he never ceased to be what he was, the eternal Son of God. But he became what he was not, as Augustine puts it. Ah, friends, what a mystery. And there, he comes to do his Father's will, a servant. And he humbles himself, became obedient unto death. But ah, friends, not a good death. No, even the death of the cross, cursed is every man that hangeth upon a tree. And there, when he comes to the lowest place, dead, lying in the grave. But ah, friends, what do we then read? Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Ah, friends, here's the worthiness, here's the power. Ah, he's got everything in his hands. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Ah, that every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth. Everything is at his control. Everything is in his hands. Ah, friends, he executes everything. Oh, worthy art thou to open the book, to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Ah, friends, where does this worthiness come from? His finished work. And that is again the teaching of John 17. Oh, that glorious high priestly prayer of Jesus. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Ah, friends, what was his right to that glory? I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. Ah, friends, he must come to that moment upon the cross. It is finished. Father, it is finished. Here's the worthiness. Here's the worthiness, Father. It is finished. All done that thou hast commanded, thy will complete. Ah, the Father hears. He receives his Spirit. Ah, the Father glorifies him. Wherefore? Oh, he hath glorified him, exalted him. And now, O Father, glorify thou me. And ah, there we hear our Saviour, risen from the dead, triumphant. Ah, friends, not yet ascended into glory, but ah, the victory is won. The will of God complete. It is finished. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore into all nations, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all, even unto the end of the world. Thou art worthy. Ah, friends, this is the worthiness. And that's exactly what this song declares. Thou art worthy. Oh, why? Why is Jesus worthy? How can he open the seals? How can he bring all that is in that book to completion? Ah, friends, it rests upon this. For thou wast slain. Thou wast slain. Ah, he'd humbled himself and made himself of no reputation. He'd finished the work that the Father gave him to do. There upon the cross at Calvary, thou wast slain. Oh, taken by wicked hands and crucified. Thou wast slain. It is finished. But ah, friends, that's not the end, is it, that we read of in this song? The cross is not the end. Ah, friends, no, it continues, doesn't it? And hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Ah, friends, this is the finished work of Jesus. The work of Jesus, you know, it doesn't finish in time when he cried, it is finished, upon the cross at Calvary. It is finished. Ah, friends, the end of this work is certain. And that's the comfort of the Lord's people, and that's the comfort of the church in the midst of tribulation, and that's the comfort of the Lord's people in the midst of darkness. That's the comfort of the Lord's people when they cannot understand what the Lord is doing with them. Oh, they cannot see this book fully unveiled yet, but they rest upon this fact, it is finished. Ah, friends, it's as good as though the book is all complete. The will of God is finished. The seals are all unravelled. It is finished. This is what faith lays hold upon. And here we read of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Ah, friends, what is the finished work? Oh, when the last top stone is brought forth with cries of grace, grace unto it. And what does the top stone require? Ah, friends, the top stone cannot be put up till every stone in the wall is built up underneath it. It is finished. Ah, friends, the top stone is put in place. Every stone in place underneath it. That's what we read of here. Ah, thou hast redeemed us to God by blood out of every kindred, tongue and people and nation. Ah, friends, here's the church out of every nation, every kindred, every tongue, every tribe, every people. Ah, friends, this work is still ongoing. The word of God has not yet been preached in all nations, because we read, the word of God shall be preached in all nations, then cometh the end. The word of God is still being translated, it's still going forth. The Lord still has a people that he's redeeming in time, out of every nation, kindred, tribe and people. Ah, but seen in Jesus. Ah, friends, seen through the lens of the finished work of Jesus upon the cross at Calvary, it is finished. Ah, these people are redeemed out of. Ah, friends, that includes you, if you're a child of God. Ah, friends, if you have a part in that everlasting covenant, if Jesus died for you upon the cross of Calvary, then the finished work is this, to redeem you out of. Ah, friends, to gather you out of. Out of what? The world of sin. Yes. Out of the devil's clutches. Yes. Ah, friends, out of yourself. Out of yourself. Oh, your old nature. The old man which struggles hard to gain. But ah, friends, old nature must be laid in the grave. Old mortality must be laid in the grave. Our corruption must be laid in the grave. But ah, you see, the finished work of Jesus. Oh, when he comes again at the archangel's trump, we shall all be changed. And mortality will put on immortality, and corruption incorruption. And though we know not what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him and we shall see him. Ah, friends, this is the finished work of Jesus. And the saints in heaven, you see, the glorified spirits, they join in this song. Ah, friends, there you see, faith for them has given way to sight. They now see the finished work of Jesus, which we only behold by the eye of faith. But our friends, they proclaim, ah, thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of. Our friends, they've been redeemed out of this world. They've been redeemed beyond the devil's clutches. They've been redeemed out of old nature which wrestles so hard. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? But here they're heard, redeemed out of. Ah, friends, can your ear of faith this evening hear them singing? Can you by faith join in the song? Ah, though so yet much yet remains to be done. Oh, the hymn writer speaks of this paradox. And it's a paradox we find in the writings of the Apostle Paul almost continually. Having attained, and yet having not attained. Ah, friends, by faith he lays hold upon this certainty. He's redeemed out of. There's no condemnation. Heaven is secure. Ah, nothing can come between the end and himself. Oh, as he says there in Romans 8, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What does that mean, friends? Oh, the Apostle Paul is as good as in heaven, isn't he? Nothing can come between. Nothing can come between. Many enemies. Now, the last great enemy is death. But our friends, he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last great enemy is death. And our friends, when death is put under his feet, oh, when his people are finally delivered from death, raised in his likeness, he shall be put under the feet of him that put all things under his feet, that all the glory might redound unto God. Ah, we see not yet all things put under his feet. But oh, do you see Jesus? Do you see Jesus? Ah, friends, how do you see him this evening? A triumphant Saviour. Worthy. Worthy. Ah, you know, friends, solemnly, the devil will try to get you to believe that Jesus isn't worthy. He'll try to suggest to you that Jesus has limited power. He'll try to suggest to you that Jesus can forget you. He'll try to suggest to you that those that Jesus died for can still be lost. And our friends, when we listen to the devil, we lose sight of this worthiness. Oh, if I can just speak carefully and reverently for a moment, we see Jesus, a weak Jesus. Oh, we enter into that solemn place that the hymn writer speaks of. Be still, my soul. These anxious cares to thee are burdens, thorns and snares. They cast dishonour on thy Lord and contradict his gracious word. They take away this worthiness. They take away this worthiness. But ah, friends, to behold him this evening as worthy. Finish work. Ah, nothing between your soul and glory, because he is worthy. He finished the work that was given him to do. Therefore all things have been delivered into his hands. All power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. Nothing can come between your soul and glory. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can keep you from heaven. Nothing can keep you from the fulfilling of the will of God for you, from the opening of this precious book, the unveiling of all the seven seals, the perfecting of the work of grace in your soul. Ah, friends, that's the end of the work of grace, isn't it? Oh, what John speaks of in, what Paul speaks of, sorry, in writing to the Thessalonians, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you also will do it. Ah, friends, he's faithful and he's worthy. He has power. Ah, he is able to subdue even you. Ah, friends, to bring you safe at last to glory, to redeem you out of. Yes, he's able to gather your redeemed dust from the grave. Ah, friends, he's able to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Ah, friends, what a Saviour we've got. What a Saviour we've got. Oh, you see, friends, there's nothing uncertain this evening about our salvation. And this is the comfort of the Lord's people in the midst of tribulation. This is the comfort of the church when everything seems to prevail against them. This is the comfort of the Lord's people when the devil seems to be out to get them. And when the world seems to be against them. And when there seems to be darkness and blackness tomorrow. Ah, friends, it is finished. It is finished. Ah, the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he is worthy. He is worthy. Crowned with glory and honour. His arm is not short that he cannot save, neither his ear weary that he cannot hear. Ah, he will perform the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. And as for God, his way is perfect. Ah, friends, it will be completed, and thus, though he try me, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, because he must bring me forth at last as gold. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. We must get victory. Ah, thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of. Who are these and whence came they? These are they which come out of great tribulation. The other side of the valley of Baca. Ah, oh, friends, they come out of because of the worthiness of Jesus, and you will come out of too because of the worthiness of Jesus. And has made us unto our God kings and priests. Made us unto our God kings and priests. Ah, oh, friends, this is what Jesus does for his people. This is what grace does for those that he has, the Father has elected in eternity past, though they're sinners. When we were here a few weeks ago, we were considering the song of Hannah, and there, I think in the verse preceding our text then, we read this, he lifted up beggars from the dunghill to set them among princes. Oh, friends, what a picture. There is one, filthy, in the midst of the dunghill, but he doesn't only wash him down and give him a new set of clothes. Oh, friends, he doesn't only take him into his house, but he takes him as one of his children. Oh, the one that does this is a king, you see. And if we are made kings, what does that mean? Ah, friends, we've been adopted into his family. You know, you can become a president by election, but you cannot become a king but by birth. Therefore, when we read here, oh, and has made us unto our God kings, what does this mean? He's made us children. But there, ah, friends, there is the fullness of this blessed doctrine of adoption. in this world when we are adopted. Ah, friends, we've still got the genes that we had by birth. Ah, we're not changed by our adoption. We may be given a new name. Oh, what enmity there may be sometimes between the freeborn son and the adopted child. Ah, but friends, here when he adopts us, he makes us sons. He gives us a new nature. He gives us a new name. Oh, friends, we become children. This adoption is not only in legality. Ah, friends, this adoption is in reality. And we're so much his children that we're seen here as having an equal right to the throne. Kings. Kings. Oh, friends, what grace, what wonder. If the king upon the throne of England today took some beggar out of the street and said, "You're going to be my son, so much equal with the Prince of Wales that I will also make you the Prince of Wales and you will share the throne with the Prince of Wales." Oh, friends, that's what it is to be made a king. Ah, oh, we'd wonder at it, wouldn't we? Had the king gone mad? But ah, friends, this is what God does for his people. Oh, this is what Jesus Christ has merited for us. Ah, friends, this is the worthiness, this is what the worthiness of Jesus has purchased for us, that we should be heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus, and has made us kings, and therefore we shall sit with him in his throne, not an impostor there. No, not an impostor, but our friends with a right. He's given it to us to sit with him in his throne, crowned with glory and honour. Oh, made us kings and priests. Our friends, service, the service of priests. Now to worship God. That's what he's given to his people. Our friends, we become, with Jesus, a priest. The servant of God to worship, to glorify the name of God forever and forever. Ah, what higher service. This was the service we were created for, to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. But sin came between, fallen. Ah, the heart turned aside. On spiritual things it cannot dwell. Ah, friends, we failed to give God the glory, but redeemed out of. Ah, friends, with the new nature we're made priests to offer forever the sacrifice of praise. Ah, friends, it will be our greatest joy. Oh, is it your greatest joy here below, those moments when you're truly enabled to give thanks and praise and glory unto God? Nothing in yourself, everything to him. Ah, friends, what will be the fullness of glory? When loudest of the crowd I'll sing, while heaven's resounding mansions ring with shouts of sovereign grace. Ah, friends, is that what you look forward to? To be a priest in all its fullness, to praise him forever and forever. Ah, this is what is not just promised to each one of his people, but our friends, in reality it is this evening. Oh, because Jesus is worthy. Ah, we live in time, but our friends, remember this evening, God dwells in eternity. There is no time with him. He sees these things as completed. He sees them as finished. Ah, friends, how precious it is when faith in Jesus can also see these things as finished and can believe that nothing can separate us from our throne. Nothing can separate us from our crown, because nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, because he is worthy. Ah, friends, is that all your hope this evening? Nothing in your hand, not your name. Ah, friends, not the good things that you've done, no, nothing. But the worthiness, thou art worthy, thou alone. Ah, that's where grace will bring the Lord's people, to rest upon the worthiness that is in Jesus Christ. And ah, friends, when we can truly rest there. Oh, you know, if you're resting in some or looking for some worthiness within yourself this evening, heaven will seem far distant, sin. And you'll read that heaven is a holy place. How can you have any hope of heaven when you're a poor sinner? Ah, friends, you'll read that the righteous acts of the Lord's people and all you'll find is sin within yourself. You fail and you come short. But keep your eyes on Jesus fixed. Ah, friends, look alone to his worthiness. Make his worthiness your plea and your hope. Rest alone upon that worthiness and it'll bring all heaven before your eyes. Ah, friends, you'll see that throne prepared and nothing can come between. Ah, Jordan, death will seem but as a little stream. Death swallowed up in victory, no longer death to die. Ah, friends, it's to keep our eyes fixed upon him. That's where the eyes of the saints in heaven are. That's where their song centres, thou art worthy. Ah, friends, that we may be enabled this evening by faith, drawn by grace, to look alone to Jesus, to behold him as worthy, to make him our song, to rest alone upon his worthiness. Ah, friends, it will bring all heaven before your eyes. Thou art worthy. Oh, because thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests. Doesn't end there, does it? And we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. Ah, friends, yes, this is a song of the glorified spirits above. We shall reign on the earth. But we must remember that the song in heaven, our friends, is a song of the church. It gathers up the song of the church militant and the church triumphant, of the Lord's people on this earth and the Lord's people in heaven. We shall reign on the earth. And so, friends, I think we can seize two senses here. Firstly, in its fullest sense, we shall reign on the earth. Ah, yes, victory. Oh, that last glorious day. When this mortal shall put on immortality and this corruption in corruption, we shall be raised from the grave. We shall reign on the earth. Our friends will be seen to be raised, to be with Jesus. And we shall sit with him upon that throne of judgment, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, judging the earth. Our friends, that is the end of the work of grace. Thou shalt sit with me on my throne. And the judgment will be given into our hands. You see, we're kings. Kings. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Oh, as that power and authority is given unto him, ultimately, our friends, we also will become sharers in that power and authority. And we shall reign with him on the earth. But our friends, isn't there also here the cry of the church militant? We shall reign with him on the earth. Our friends, what does this mean to the Lord's people passing through this valley of tears? We shall reign with him on the earth. Everything must be conquered. Every difficulty must be overcome. Everything that stands between us and glory must be subdued and brought into its right place. We shall reign with him on the earth. Friends, there's nothing that can take the victory away from you. There's nothing that can take the crown away from you. Nothing that can take the throne away from you. No, we shall reign with him on the earth. Friends, all the enemies here, the devil, old nature, the world, sin. Friends, everything. We shall reign over them. We shall be conquerors, you see, all day long, and more than conquerors too. Friends, how sweet is each little conquest through the worthiness of the Lamb. But to see the final victory, to see all things put under his feet, we shall reign with him on the earth. Friends, can faith see this evening through the line of the tribe of Judah, the rod, the root of David, the Lamb as it had been slain before the foundation of the earth, the Son of Man, the Son of God. Oh, Jesus Christ, our Saviour, our brother, our husband, our friend. Oh, he is worthy. Oh, friends, can you say that this evening? He is worthy. Have you proved it? The power that comes from his precious blood, his merits before the throne of grace. Oh, he is worthy. Can you say with the hymn writer, I can no denial take, when I pray for Jesus' sake, because he's worthy. Friends, is that your only hope this evening, the worthiness of Jesus? Oh, as the hymn writer puts it, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress, midst flaming worlds with these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Friends, is the worthiness of Jesus Christ? Oh, is it your comfort this evening? Is it your pillow that you sleep upon? Is it the rock that your feet are standing upon? Friends, is it your right in the throne of grace? All your burden, your sin, your blackness and darkness. Friends, you have to come confessing that of yourself, of your sin, by my sins, as the hymn writer puts it, deserving hell, but thou art worthy. The merits of Jesus alone, to have to plead them at the throne of grace. Friends, he's worthy. Those merits will be received. Your prayer must be answered. You must be a conqueror over all those things, and at last, to share with him in his throne, redeemed out of. Redeemed us to God, by thy blood out of. Ah, friends, victory over everything, redeemed, plucked to the brand from the burning. Oh, those filthy garments taken off, that glorious robe of righteousness put on, that fair white mitre upon the head. Ah, that sentence, holiness unto the Lord. Ah, nothing between your soul and heaven. And everything centred in the worthy Lamb. Ah, friend, in His merits, and in His merits alone. In His glorious person. In His exceedingly rich grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, exceeding abundant, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though He is rich, yet for your sakes He became poor. Ah, friends, that He should cry, it is finished, that He should humble Himself and make Himself of no reputation. Oh, that wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, given Him all power. Ah, given Him all power that He should open the book, undo the seals, that He should command your life's minutest circumstance, that He should be working everything according to the good pleasure of His will, and at last that He should bring it to completion. Ah, you see, friends, here is power in this one to complete the thing that concerns you. To continue performing. Ah, friends, this one, you see, that's worthy, he won't lose power. Ah, we seem to become more desperate, our case seems to become worse. Has he got power to bring us through? Yes. Yes, he that has begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. And our friends, this one that is worthy, that opens this book, he's all wise, too wise to be mistaken, he. Always full of mercy and grace and goodness to his people, too good to be unkind. And therefore, oh, can you rest upon his will this evening? As for God, his way is perfect. The unfolding of this book, you may not understand it, but can you believe? In his hands it's perfect. And he must perform, must complete. Oh, that which is appointed for us, as the psalmist, oh, rests upon that this glorious truth in that 138th psalm. And the closing sentiments of that psalm, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever, forsake not the work of thine own hands. Ah, friends, can you leave your soul? Can you leave your affairs in providence and in grace in his hand? Because the Lord will perfect that which concerneth you, because he's worthy. He's unfolding the book. He'll make his counsel shine. And our friends, he'll bring you at last to join in this song. This song of praise to him that is worthy. To him that was worthy. To him that has opened the book and fulfilled all his will concerning you, completed the work of grace in you, and has brought you at last to present you faultless in his presence with exceeding joy. Ah, friends, unto him, to him. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Ah, blessing and honour and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, for ever and for ever. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 622. Hymn 622, June Hollyhurst, 874. Poor fearful saint, be not dismayed, nor dread the dangers of the night. Thy God will ever be thy aid, and put the hosts of hell to flight. Nor sin nor Satan can o'ercome the arm that vindicates thy cause. God, thy own God, will lead thee home in spite of all that may oppose. Hymn 622, June Hollyhurst, 874.
God, forgive all that's been amiss in the worship of thy house this evening. Oh, do bless, Lord, thy word unto us. Give us eyes, the eye of faith, to behold Jesus, his worthiness. Help us, Lord, to rest alone upon that this evening. Oh, to join in that song of praise, believing that through him, oh, we shall be conquerors. Through him, our place in heaven is secure. Ah, Lord, if we know him not, oh, that thou wouldst bring us this evening to feel our need of him, and to be found seeking after him. Part us, Lord, with thy blessing. Grant journey and mercies homeward. Be with us throughout the night, Lord. Grant rest and sleep and strength and grace for tomorrow. Be with us, Lord, to the end, and land us safe above, a long eternity to spend in singing God his love. Forgive us all our sins, we'd ask you, for Jesus Christ's sake. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, both now and forevermore. Amen.